Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and you're listening to that show, the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Labov is here. Joel is a great member of our Brain Trust. A dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's got a new ebook out, which I'll tell you about just in a little bit. But first, we got some breaking news to talk about. Joel Labov, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on the last day of 2018.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Well, Happy New Year if you're in Australia. I think it's New Year already over there.
There you go. Well, we got folks listening. We got folks listening over there because tomorrow is the month that we celebrate the 21st anniversary of our simulcast. Well, we take our broadcast and put it around the world on the internet on our simulcast. So, Joel, we got breaking news. It's breaking news this time of year because people are not paying as much attention to the news. Let's take it back a little ways. About 2.5 years ago or so, maybe three, I can't remember, the National Labor Relations Board passed something that's now known as the Browning-Ferris rule, ruling, I'm gonna let you do a better job of it than me, but basically, the Obama administration was trying to get the ability for unions to get involved in the franchise industry, and so what they tried to do was make every employee of a local McDonald's, which is owned by a local franchisee, the employees of French McDonald's Corporation, right, Joel?
Right.
The NLRB made that directive. It's not a law. They just made that directive. Right. And now it's gone through the courts. Tell us what's going on right now.
Right. I guess it's been upheld. Which means that there's going to be some more rounds of arguing back and forth. And as much as it pains me, I'm going to avoid talking about Obama or Trump or politics with this one because it's really about the definition of stuff.
I agree. I agree 100%.
And right.
I only bring that up because it did happen in that era. And that was an era of a lot of overregulation for small businesses, and I consider this to be one of those examples. And I'm not giving Trump administration any credit for anything else that's happening, one way or the other. But the NLRB has been acting really in a weird way, haven't they? And I would not have thought that they would have continued to pursue this.
Yeah, I've talked about this before. I've written about it. This just goes to show the lack of understanding that some people in Washington have of a certain business model, which is franchising.
Mm-hmm.
And in short, if you buy a franchise, an individual franchise unit, or several franchise units, you're becoming a small business owner.
Yep. All you've done is licensed a way of doing business,
right.
A business method, right?
Right. Right.
You just licensed a business method.
Right. You've purchased a business model in which there is an operating manual, marketing templates, formal training, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All to get you up and running to become a franchisee and to follow the system that you just purchased.
Mm-hmm. But it's your capital, and you can succeed or fail on your own without.
Right.
I mean, you can succeed or fail, irrespective of the franchisor.
Right, and you are the one taking the risk, and it is your name on the SBA loan,
right,
if you choose to get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, having said that, if it's a food franchise, for example, you are going to have to hire employees. Those are your employees.
Right.
Whatever the name of your official franchise company is locally, that is who pays the employees. Corporate has nothing to do with
That's
paying
right.
the employees.
You hire
if
and
they
fire.
Did, it would be a company-owned store.
Mm-hmm. And so the NLRB came
not.
In and tried to connect all those employees to
right.
the motherships of all these companies.
Right.
And it's really one of the most – one of the
Ridiculous.
Grossest overreaches, Joel, of anything that I've seen in maybe in my lifetime. And to me, what's so sad, Joel, the franchise idea, the franchise concept, the franchise model – is America's gift to the world. The families that have been successful, the wealth that's been made, the jobs that have been created. I started my first W-2 job, Joel, was flipping hamburgers in a Hardee's, a franchise.
There you go.
I was on a farm before that.
There you go.
And so,
right.
So, I mean, this the franchise is one of the greatest innovations of the marketplace, and it was created right here in the United States of America. We gave it to the world, and now the NLRB is mucking around with it, and it's this. If they don't fix this, Joel, this could to me, this is more dangerous to the economy than anything else that the Wall Street's worried about. What do you think?
It's dangerous to a part of the economy, the part that I happen to be involved with. So on a personal level, it really bothers me. I predict that it's not gonna stick. It just takes more education.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, you know, I'm not a member of the International Franchise Association, but they really need to step up their game, and they have tried. But their messaging is obviously not working because, I mean, they're located on K Street in Washington, D.C. They
yeah.
are a lobbying outfit.
Right. That's exactly right.
Their job, if they're going to be a lobbyist, they need to do that.
And by the way, Joel, I'm in conversation with them right now. We're going to get some of their people on the show this week to talk. I'm going to hold them accountable
good.
For this. Because I'll tell you, but aren't you surprised that the Trump NLRB hasn't gone the other way on this one? I'm amazed. Joel Ababa, folks, has a big announcement he's going to give us when we come back after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I have no...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.